Oh, you, Troy, set the bow guy back into you over and over again all night long. 24/7, Mr. Heyoka King podcast. This is Ryder King of your host. I am hanging out, frankly, quite movingly. Experienced ability to move quite fluid. Check it out, it's a belt. It looks like a gun. Check the belt. It's a handgun. I'll be moving around. I have the ability to harness movement, I'd say. But what is movement if that does not have purpose? If they're not necessarily the deciding fact of destination, but you say, what is the deciding fact of hanging out, quite frankly? And you say to yourself, you say, who, quite frankly, I'm hanging out in this time and space. And I say, I'm aware of my surroundings. I feel like I can see people coming up behind me, you know, if I'm in their way or they're, you know, I can move real quick. Do some arm action like I'm a sloth. Bam! Move out of the way, real stylish. And look at them with the death stare. They sit there like some sort of bird man that descended from the plains by saying, this all started from something so small. And now look at us, being able to perceive the world with our wings, our eagle eye. Mr. Genie Man by Society's Children. It really sounds like, dude, you really got me. You really got. I mean, maybe it shares some chords. Basically, you know, I started off small in the world of understanding that there's observation of the norms and there's observation of the mixed calculated structure. You are apparently viewing out at the world that there are people that are playing with Beanie Babies and there are people playing football. And you really don't want to play with either of them, man. How fun is it really to toss the football, man? You just, it's trajectory, rod tossing, passing. Man, I played, you know, sports are okay, man. Sports are okay. Coordination, I liked doing sports, but, you know, they're okay. It's not something, I don't know. I feel like there's better ways to be able to use calculation and trajectory and looking at the world and one third and two third and you know, like quadrants of view and trying to do the fucking trajectory path and all kinds of things and how it can, you know, yeah, it's stupid, man. It's stupid. You know, sports are fun. But really, is that It really is that. Once you learn what you know, what you need to do, once you convince yourself that the world is made for the world, you can consume the fact that, fuck, you really don't be need to do some sideways backward fucking triple twister backflip, the volcano move to get a goal. You just gotta make sure you have control of the ball. And, you know, if you got some dude, if you got two people on your left, you fucking do a side fucking, go from the dribble to the fucking side, wham! Fucking, you can do a little slide tackle into it to traject it even upward a little bit. And then it'll go up in the air, and, you know, with your teammate over there. You know, if you can have stylish feng shui fun, you know, I can't play fucking golf. I don't want to go golfing. Man, there's things, you know, golf is, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've only golfed like 3 times and I do okay. I think three hits into the hole ain't bad. The problem, I don't want to, I don't know, man. It's saying hot shot. I'm not trying to fucking, God, man. I'm the kind of person when I'm out there on that kind of field, I want to be running around, going on some sort of like adventure or something. Not like some nerdy shit. Just movement. I don't need to be swinging swords and shit. I like moving, man. And a golf course is big enough, especially at night, that it's like the perfect place to go moving in. Especially if you got like a little electric bike that goes like over 30 miles per hour, you know, go, you know, at least over 20 miles per hour. You know, the thing's fucking zooming out there. Going off, bam. You're supposed to running around, jumping and then stopping, and then jumping and then running and stopping on a dime, looking around, climbing up something, vaulting over something. You know, I had this dude teach me how to climb a fence when I was 8 years old. He was 9 years old. He taught me how to climb a fence. And I know that sounds stupid, but it's almost like it wasn't common sense for me to do something like that. Maybe it wasn't even the idea that it was moralistically wrong, that we were young boys trying to get into the community center through the back door that was just open. And the back door had an arcade in there and a vending machine. So it's like, can you really hate on us if we're just trying to break into to be boys and want to play fucking arcade games and eat snacks? Dude, just a bag of chips was 50 cents back then. You don't even understand what it's like, man. You could fill up on snacks, like three snacks and a drink. You'd be sitting there, you'd be playing I'm not going to, like, close at 5? They close the arcade at 5? They know exactly what they're doing, making just a little gate that's, I want to say, you got to climb up on the edge. That was probably like 3 feet. You had to climb up that. And then you had to climb over the fence thing. And, you know, you climb over the fence thing, you get into the arcade. I was in the trees. I was in the water. Truly, man. I was swimming in the cold water, the ice water. I was moving through the snow like some sort of creature, some sort of animal. An incredible strength band, Keone there. That's what it would sound like, frankly. I can definitely see that going on. And I was just kind of moving around. I had the idea. Of rapid calculation and you know, good analytical structure to any kind of thing I was trying to be fixating that thing on. That thing be doing the thing. Needs to do the thing. If it don't do the thing, I go nuts. I gotta do the thing. I gotta move the stuff. I gotta pick up the stuff. I gotta move. Sometimes I gotta jump. I gotta run. Or I go nuts. I'll go insane, man. I'm fucking gonna go nuts if I don't keep moving around. They tell him, I go, I opened up the DAW. Check this out. I opened up the DAW. I'm just gonna have the piano. I like doing this. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Wait. Wait. Bam, bam, bam. Wait. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. No, I just minimize that. Let's put it on something more fun. I'd just be hanging out, man. You know, we had the ability to grow up with the wide narrative of understanding what it's like to try to get your driver's license as soon as possible. We use social media basically to message people to fucking say, yo, let's fucking get a crew together. All of us. It might be a good idea. Let's move. Let's go to the location. One of these locations, do stuff. All of us. I felt like the perfect sentiment of the 1960s, 1970s, sort of rebellious acts. That kind of pure narrative was sort of breaking apart, finally, at that time. I mean, you gotta imagine Trailer Park Boys started in 2006, I believe. And they had the 1998 original trailers thing that they did, skit, the short that they did. But it started in 2006, if I remember correctly. And we used to watch that, and we used to have to watch it on Blogspot because it wasn't available in America. You know, they didn't have the website set up yet. I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe I didn't know. Maybe I was dumb and I didn't know. But, you know, we had Blogspot, and the Blogspot had the fresh episode. So I had to watch it until season 6 on Blogspot. That's what the internet was like. You know, you watch movies on YouTube, and it was broken up, like people say, into probably 11 or 16-second, I mean, minute shorts. But it's like, I don't know, we'd still get together and we'd longboard across the Hampshire to Massachusetts border, or, you know, we'd be doing some big bike shit up the mountains, or, you know, we would I don't know, it was a pretty interesting thing, you know. I've seen the world change so many times. I don't know if I could even ask anybody that's any younger than me if they know how to do cursive, because I haven't done cursive since like 2003. I don't know. Maybe I can somehow recall how to do some of the notes. But if I'm like, yo, Gen Z person, did they teach you cursive in school? I don't know if that's something that, you know, we had Palm Pilots, man. We had those Palm Pilot things. It was interesting. It was like this, it's like the Zebra Palm Pilot. And they had the ability to connect to a private server that they had apps, and the apps were utilized inside of the school. You know, all like apps that were approved for this Palm Pilot thing, and we would connect, and we'd use apps to learn and to do all this crap for the school. And it kind of just was a strange time that now, like, we even got these, like, weird little laptop things that kind of look like DVD players and shit. And it was a time where we learned kind of on something that's so prevalent now that it doesn't even fucking matter. I gotta get some fucking water, man. I don't care what anyone says. I don't like soda pop. I drink this fucking seltzer water. I'm crazy, man. I like water. And this seltzer water shit, this LaCroix Limoncello shit. It's like if you take a little sip, it's like vanilla and lemon. Very crisp, really refreshing, man. God, they had this vanilla pear flavor for Polar Seltzer that used to hit the spot back in the day. I've become super zonked, man. God, I'm so fucking tired. I made the mistake of being up and then eating Italian meal at 2 a.m. Then at 3 a.m. I watched The Boys season 5 episode 7. Whoa! Then go to work at 5. Call time changes to 7 from 6. I sit there and I tell myself, I say, damn, man. But my friend gave me this weed sweet tea. And I'm already such a sleepy, sleepy guy. What if the sun? Bam, I'll let the sun in. Ha ha! With the power of the sun, I will gain healing power. There you go. I don't know. It's weird, man. I grew up in a time where we still played with the toys. When I was a little boy, we still had the toys that our grandparents played with. I mean, we had battery-powered, like, tanks and shit and Godzilla that had AA batteries and didn't have D batteries. It was no bullshit, you know, that would die and really fucking quick, but we had efficient fucking toys, and they had inefficient toys. That's what it was like when I was a kid. Then they made the fucking video games and shit, man. Real home. I mean, the PlayStation 1 was probably only the fourth or fifth console that really existed for home entertainment. Ah, Fuck. I'm so fucking zonked. It was just weird, man, because I don't know, just until, you know, my generation of souls and age, my Eddie crew of age, just until we were about like 11, everything was really about, I don't know, man. Oh, fuck, it just seems so manufactured, frankly, is what I can say about now. Back then, it felt genuinely expressive the way that people would show their mannerisms. Now, people are, like, under all this stress and disgust and crap. That's the biggest fucking problem I have, man. And I just existed in a time that I've seen sort of like the narrative and behavior change so many times that it's almost ridiculous, man. It's almost like I have a slight identity crisis to feeling like a living human being because I've seen everyone changed the way they think so dynamically and such like waves of motion so many times. Frankly, my bedroom's fucking cold. It's like a cave because I haven't been home. Oh, I did this fucking work shit for this fucking... this dude from India, man. He does, like, magic tricks and he dances and he sings. And, God, I guess he's some dude that blew up on TikTok or something. Fucking move the shit. I connect the fucking speakers. I connect the fucking speaker line arrays. I set up the fucking speaker line arrays. I set them up. I connect the wires. I connect B3 and D2 and D1. The brown one, the orange one, the white one. The white and black one. Connect them all to the right spot. Ethernet cable. Bam. There it is. Set up the speaker boxes. I leave at about 12, I think. Ugh. I gotta go there tonight, but I'm like so fucking sleepy. But I'm zonked. So I think I'm gonna go sit and be warm. Hey, okay, King. Me, I'm Mr. King, Mr. Reiner King. The last name is King, and I'm a Heyoka. And this is the podcast. And it's another windy day, man. But the sky is blue. See the sun to the clouds, though. I say, oh, man. If I look at fucking Instagram reels or YouTube shorts for a couple minutes or, I get stressed out because all the things are just skits. It's I don't like them. Everything's just fucking skits or AI shit. And, I grew up in a time where thing was so genuine, thing with, real content. I get stressed up about that, man. So, Sometimes you look at it, you look at your hobbies, man, on the main leisure in the home front, the nest egg, and you say, fuck, it's been probably 8 days since I've attempted to watch a movie. Let's try to find a movie to watch. And nothing's really ever good, man. I mean, there's no funny situation and narrative mission-driven, comedy movies anymore. It's just a bunch of fucking skit jokes the whole time. I found a fucking dime in my laundry bin, and I think I found a penny at work today. I think I did. Oh, yeah, I had a penny in my pocket, in my work vest. Fuck, man. This is a beautiful fucking day to move around and move shit. I pick up the shit, I move it. I pick up the shit, I move it. I pick up the shit, oh, shit. They shouldn't have cut us. They said that they were going to make us do sending shit after trucks after. Fuck. They shouldn't have cut us. We could have probably snagged more money. I haven't moved in a while. I'm rusty at moving. I pick up the shit, I move it. Set up the shit, I connect it. Put the fucking wires on that. The stuff. Move it, connect it. Bam! Connect the power to it. Connecto. Superpower. Rig that shit up. It's like if you ever seen Treasure Planet, that's a rigger. They come out with all this fucking steampunk gear and leather armor. And they shoot up with a grapple gun. And they shoot up and they fucking lasso their carabiner. This massive the fucking carabiner to the ceiling. And they connect it. And then they descend down with the grapple gun and do the work like that. But they're so powerful that they don't sway off the rope. They can just kind of go down like a machine without the rope swaying because they're that powerful. And they do this. And then they sleep in these... They sleep in cots underneath the stage and they read books. Fuck, man. They read books and they eat chips and they drink that red Hawaiian punch drink and the blue shit. They sit and they read books and they get like rugs and set it up under there. But I found a fucking dime in my laundry basket. That is the wisdom of today, 2021. Whoa, crazy. Oh yeah, but Bad Weekend Productions.